still. And the day keeps on burning me. It's a hellhound on my trail. Hellhound on my trail. Hellhound on my trail. It's the day that's Christmas Eve. It's the day that's Christmas Eve. And tomorrow's Christmas Eve.
Hello, this is the Grunt Free Press Podcast, episode 26. I am your host, Absolute Deicide. I am the proprietor of gruntfreepress.com. It's a website that's so big at this point that it's kind of a pain in the ass to put anything up on the site. That's behind the scenes real quick. We'll start off. If you haven't yet, go to gruntfreepress.com. It's the only place you got to go to for any kind of news about video games or life. I mean, I give a lot of advice on there, you know, about how to make the most out of your life. Real positive. I don't know, whatever. Fuck it. It's behind the scenes shit about the website. Grunt Free Press. You know, I started out about 6 months ago, I guess, just putting shit up, putting reviews up, and. You know, I was always, like, struggling, like, oh, you know, I fucking just going around just to get content up, you know? Just, I don't want a fucking straight site. I'm just fucking paying to host for fucking put podcasts on there and paying to fucking other people to host it for fucking other services like Libsyn or whatever to get it up on, like, iTunes and Stitcher and all that shit. And then fucking, you know, putting on Internet Archive and all that. Oh, and I wanted to write, obviously, write fucking reviews and all that shit, too. But, yeah, when I first started, I'm just trying to fill it out, because I'm not going to sit there and write, you know, a small novel. Well, I wrote a small novel in my notes today, because I fucking was nervous and have a fucking computer, so, whatever. Yeah, so I was fucking, you know, originally just trying to fill space, so I'd go back and, go into old posts I did on, like, forums. I was, you know, I had, like, some of the reviews, if you look, like, fucking for PC games anyway, fucking there were a lot of them are, like, ones I had up on Steam from fucking, you know, years ago or whatever. I was just posting them to kill some time, I guess. I'd kill space anyway. Just so I, you know, I just wasn't just fucking empty with, like, three reviews and fucking, you know, the one or two I write every fucking month or whatever I do, whatever I feel like doing or can possibly do. I just sat filling up space, you know. I just fucking had, like, the front page just pretty full. I was getting to the point where it's like, all right, it's pretty full. A couple other pages are getting kind of full, like, whatever, you know, look good. And then I'm fucking from there, I've been adding. Wasn't even thinking about it. I'm just thinking, like, oh, you know, if I can, I'll just have a fucking until it bothers me, just a fucking cascading wall. Then I started, like, moving some shit. I'm like, ah, the front page is getting kind of full. So I made another page. And at this point, it's like, man, this shit's fucking, I'm starting to have to add, like, extra pages, you know. It's getting up there. I'm kind of proud of myself, and then I'm kind of like, now it's kind of a pain in the ass to put anything new up, because I gotta fucking, like, double down on moving shit around and, like, whatever. I mean, I'm not a fucking, you know, I'm not, again, behind the scenes to start out the show, probably not the best idea, but I don't give a fuck. Yeah, I'm not a fucking website fucking, you know, I can't read fucking Java, whatever the fuck, you know what I mean? I'm just fucking pretty much just copy paste, you know, fucking look around, do what I can do, fucking try to figure shit out as I go. But I'm using some fucking website building software on fucking the site that hosts me. So apparently you can only put up so much shit at a time that it's like, yeah, it's fucking, this page is full, I guess, so you gotta, you know what I mean, fucking make another one, I guess. Hopefully I can fucking, there's no, like, cap. I don't think there is, but that'd be fucking pretty garbage. But, yeah, fucking, I see, like, other people's, like, shitty fucking blogs. I mean, not as good as mine, obviously, because nothing can be. But, it's just, like, a cascade. You know, it's a fucking wall. You're scrolling down, like, forever, just text and fucking, like, whatever. It's like, wow, it's a mess. Nobody's going to read down here, you know? So, I guess, in the end, I guess it looks neater and cleaner to have not as much shit per page, I guess. I can understand that, but yeah, video games. I played Fallout Tactics. I think I talked about it last week. It's just like turn-based Fallout, old school Fallout, like the 2D from 1 and 2. I played quite a bit of it. Certainly an old PC game, I'll say that much. One second. Excuse me. I'm not going to edit that out, by the way. Fallout Tactics, certainly a fucking old school fucking PC game. Meaning it's fucking real slow. It's fucking slow as shit. It's a lot of clicking around. A lot of hotkeys you gotta remember. That's horrible, I'm just saying. It's just fucking, you know what I mean? Compared to the fucking... I mean, the main complaint, fucking, when, like, you know, I went to Fallout 3, it was 3D, and, like, first person, whatever, people were complaining, like, they're dumbing it down, like, whatever. I mean, there's such a fucking line between, something's getting dumbed down and, like, over-streamlined, like, I don't know. Look at something like, Skyrim. Like, that was my complaint about Skyrim compared to, like, Oblivion and, like, Morrowind and shit was... It's not that it was, you know, like, Oblivion was fucking streamlined as shit compared to, like, Morrowind, you know what I mean? Like, then, like, Skyrim came out. I like Skyrim a lot. I'm just fucking, like, I don't think it's as good as people fucking, like, give it credit for. I still like Morrowind out of that series or whatever. But, yeah, like, with Fallout, people are complaining, like, it's just they're taking shit away, like, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, they're taking all the shit out. And granted, yeah, I mean, it's fucking, like, I wish there was a way they could make it work so it was that, if you didn't want it, you know what I mean? You could play it, like, normal, like a shooter like that, but, like, at its core, it was, like, turn-based. I know you can do, like, the VATS is pretty much, like, slow motion. It slows everything down or whatever. It's supposed to, like, kind of represent, like, fucking being, like, turn-based or whatever. But, it was just, like, the core of that game, rather than just being a first-person, you know, first-person shooter, pretty much, and then you fucking, like, can slow it down. I wish it was just almost, like, grid-based, like, the entire game was just, like, a grid that you're walking on. You could fucking do it turn-based, but, you know, fucking, you pop into VATS, and it's like, all right, well, now we gotta worry about moving these spaces, and, like, the enemies are doing the same thing, and they'd be doing that. I know it'd be fucking ridiculous. It's probably, you know what I mean, it's fucking not gonna work. They're just using the same fucking engine, like, all right, that's way off fucking topic of, tactics, though. It took me, like an hour to do the first mission of tactics. I'm just to give you an idea. It's almost supposed to be like, here's like the easy like tutorial mission, you know, and fucking like took me like an hour to fucking dick around in it. I'm real impressed by the like the presentation of it. I mean, it's again those old school like Interplay Fallouts, but it's using the, like that same engine pretty much, I think. Looks pretty much the same, but you can tell they did a lot of work to it. Like, it looks a lot cleaner. Everything, like, all the sprites and the, just the art and all that. It's, like, a hell of a lot cleaner than I remember them being. I played Fallout 1 anyway. I played fucking not too long ago, and I was like, yeah, this looks all right. You know what I mean? It still looks kind of, like, muddy and shit, but, yeah, tactics look nice. Like, fucking, like, it's the presentation of it. Like, it looks pretty good. I know it came out like a year or two after Fallout 2, but it's definitely the best looking one anyway. The concept of it, like, story wise, seems interesting. There's not much of a story, but it's pretty much like a Splinter Cell, the Brotherhood of Steel. They're like outcasts and they're out in like an airship. I forget fucking exactly what the overall story was or something, why they're on the airship, but they're fucking, like, out in an airship, and it fucking crashes over, like, Chicago, and now they're stuck in Chicago, which is cool. That's another, like, in the Midwest, you know, fucking city, hadn't seen yet in fucking Fallout, so, so their airship crashes, and they're just trying to pretty much survive and scrape by. It's like, they're not, like, underpowered, though. They have, like, bases and shit. They open up, like, old bunkers and shit, and they fucking set up bases, and they're recruiting, the local population and shit. It's pretty much just they're recruiting people, almost like brainwashing, whatever. Recruiting the trade with the fucking the local population, but they're also fucking, you know, off there like protecting them too, like killing raiders and all that. But yeah, so it's not like the tactics seems just doesn't seem like it's gonna be like a story based game at all, you know. And that's fucking, like I said, I'd always avoided it just because, you know, I was running the circles, the hardcore Fallout fans, which they're kind of cunts too. I'll say that. Like a lot of fucking whatever, dude. Just fucking almost like notorious fucking fan sites and shit. Like No Mutants Allowed. You know, they're fucking notorious for a reason because they're all a bunch of fucking cunts. Fucking list, like, you know, fucking fag. Like, I was reading fucking something on there. Like, I don't know if I was fucking searching for tactics or like whatever, just like, I don't know, I fucking stumbled on that fucking site. I hadn't been doing like forever, and I just fucking typed in like fucking Fallout tactics, and like some guy, like, I guess made like a mod for it or something, and just like his fucking like whatever, dude, he's just like, yeah, I would say, I guess, like he fixed a bunch of like bug fixed it, and he fucking added, I don't know if he added shit or he fucking like cleaned shit up, like whatever. But I mean, like, whatever. I mean, shit, you know what I mean? People do that for these fucking games all the time. It's not a big deal. I always say, like, fucking, you know what I mean? Some shit like that. It's just like, oh yeah, it's cool that you did it. Like I said, I don't fucking give a flying fuck about fucking mods. Like, I'm not gonna fucking install that shit. It's probably fucking break something else, you know? But just fucking, he writes like this fucking paragraph about fucking, like, you know, like fucking how terrible like the base game is. Just fucking, oh, there were so many spelling errors and fucking, oh, like this, like, fuck, oh, they're using like some like Australian vernacular and fucking, I fixed that, like, I fixed this shit, oh, because the fucking morons, like, it's like, just like, dude, like the typical, like, fucking, like, almost, dude, not even like, I'd say like typical fucking, like, internet nerd fucking stereotype, like fucking, like, know-it-all fucking cunt, you know, like fucking, I say that, but it was like even like beyond that, like it was beyond that, like beyond even like a parody of that, just like beyond like anything you'd think of, to just like the point, like, dude, this guy's just a fucking complete like piece of shit, like fucking, like seriously, just fucking like so like pretentious fucking cunt, like it's ridiculous. But I forget what the fuck I was talking about. Oh yeah, but anyway, so it takes the fucking tactics, takes the fucking like the turn-based combat from 1 and 2, and I mean, that's pretty much the game, is you're just doing fucking the combat of 1 and 2. Is, I mean, there's not much else to it. There's no real, like, fucking, like, role-playing. Like, I mean, as far as where I am at the game, you just go out, you do a mission, then you come back to a base. And you're, you can, like, recruit other people for your fucking party, or you can, trade for some shit, or, like, whatever. I mean, fucking, you talk to a few people. I mean, as far as, there's no, like, real, like, art, it's not even, like, really an RPG at all. I mean, it's fucking, like, I mean, you guys are leveling up, and, like, whatever. It's the same, like, system, too, like, leveling up system as in the old games. You keep, you're picking perks, you're picking, skills to fucking tag your, you know, same special, all that for every guy in your party. But, seems like real fucking stripped down beyond that, though. I mean, there's not, like, fucking, like, as far as, like, the story and dialogue goes, I mean, you can tell they slightly fucking streamlined it, like, as far as, like, if, like, inventory goes and all that, but, for the most part, it's almost identical to the fucking, just the combat. I mean, if you just think about that, that's good and bad, I guess, fucking at this point. I'm not, like, fucking, like I said, I'm only on, like, the third or the fourth mission. I do, like, the tutorials and all that. But, yeah, I'm not, like, in love with it, you know? It's not, like, fucking grabbing me, like, fucking the first two. Probably just no, like, story, and again, the combat's not, like, the best part of those games. But, yeah, like I said, it worked, like, that combat system worked real good in fucking Fallout 1 and 2, but only because it was used, like, so sparingly, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't, like, a fucking, like, XCOM. There's no, like, super, super deep fucking layers. I mean, there is shit. I mean, this one, they added, like, stances. Like, you can, you can, like, crouch, or you can fucking, like, go prone. It takes, like, action points to do that or whatever, but, I mean, there is, like, some shit, you know, but, except guys up on, like, Overwatch or whatever, so, I mean, there is, like, some shit, I guess, they added, but it's not, like, so it's pretty much, like, the, like, systems of XCOM, I guess, but then it's, like, just, like, the main engine of it. It's kind of like, you know what I mean? It doesn't seem like built for it, you know? But yeah, I mean, like the main complaint in the fucking, you know, Fallout 1 and 2 is just like, it's just so tedious. It's just like so slow and tedious, and there's more than a few fucking, you know, a few enemies and fucking you and fucking maybe like your companion or whatever. Whenever you get into combat, it'd be like, fuck, you know, like fucking, you know, I gotta wait for fucking all these fucking, you know, dozen or so fucking people to fucking take their turns. And like sometimes their turns are just like, I walk 2 steps, but you're fucking just like sitting there like waiting like each one to fucking play out. And like it can take a while for like the computer to fucking figure out what it's gonna do. Then it just kind of like does shit. And it's the same shit in this one, fucking tactics, you know. It's just like slower than it needs to be, I guess. Like fucking, I think you can speed it up a little bit or whatever, but I wouldn't want it to be like ridiculous either. It's just fucking like, I don't know, there's options and shit, but I'm still fucking around with it. But anyway, the problem is, like, in, like, that one, you know, you'd have fucking, like, your turn, and, like, the enemy would go, you know what I mean, like, a fucking dozen enemies, and, like, in fucking the old ones, too, it'd be, like, even though, like, civilians around, like, you'd have to wait for the fucking civilians to fucking, like, freak out and, like, try to run, you know, and there'd be, like, fucking, like, 40 of them, that shit sucked. But, yeah, I mean, now the problem is, I mean, you're also fucking, like, worried about, you'd have to worry about, like, oh, shit, like, you gotta fucking, like, pop in my inventory and fucking, like, get this out, or, like, you know what I mean, fucking make sure you gotta heal this and fucking do that, and, like, micromanage a bunch of shit on just your character is kind of a pain in the ass, too, in combat sometimes, or, like, you get in, like, a loop where it'd be, like, fucking, like, shit, this guy's shooting me to fucking, every time he hits me, he takes me down to, like, fucking, like, 5% health, and, like, I gotta fucking go in and heal up, and then, like, now we have, like, no fucking, action points left to do anything, so just, like, in this loop of fucking, like, healing, fucking getting hit, that shit sucks, and seems like, you know, some of that, this too, some of the fucking, like, percentages of getting hit or hitting people seems a little fucking janky, I think, but more, it seems to be more on, like, your side, because I've been fucking, yeah, dude, like, fucking run into fucking, like, you know, half a dozen fucking enemies and being like, oh, shit, I'm fucked, and, like, they all just sit there, like, 2 feet away from me and just fucking miss you every fucking time for, like, fucking, like, 100 turns or whatever, so I think something's, like, kind of janky, like, that way, but I don't know. It's alright. I'll say that much. The game's okay. But, yeah, I was getting back to that. It's like, fucking, yeah, like, it sucks having to deal with just, like, one person dealing with their movement and their fucking, combat actions and all that. And now, you know, in this, in tactics, you can have, like, 6 people, like, in your party, you know? And so now you're dealing with fucking, like, 6 people, and they're all, like, spread out over the fucking map, you know? And then fucking, like, sometimes it'll be, like, fucking enemies you can't even fucking see, or they're not on the map, and they're fucking taking their turns. So just get into that loop where it's like, well, I have, like, fucking, like, only, like, 2 things I really, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, there's only 2 people I feel like fucking moving or fucking, taking a shot right now, but you still gotta go through the fucking process of 6 foot, you know what I mean, up to like 6 people on your side and like however many on the fucking enemy side doing shit, which is just fucking like takes a while. I mean, it's just kind of part of that, the genre, I guess, that fucking the tactical turn-based genre just fucking takes a while to fucking do anything, I guess. But yeah, I mean, fuck, I was just doing, like, I think I'm up to, like, the 3rd mission, I think, and that took me, like, fucking, like, 2 hours, you know what I mean, to fucking, just to finish a fucking mission. But a lot of times, too, it's, like, my tactics just fucking fall apart. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna split the group up this way and that way, and then it's, like, it just turns out, like, yeah, I don't know if that's a good idea, because now, fucking, this group's getting fucking outnumbered, and, like, again, it takes, like, forever to get the fucking, the other group over there. So, generally, my fucking Fallout tactics is fucking barely, like, tactical at all. It's just fucking, like, I'll fucking just throw everybody the same way. Just fucking, you know what I mean? Fucking just throw them all like a fucking massive army. Just group them all up and fucking throw them out and fucking have some of them, like, crouch and shit. It just turns into a mess, but, so it's alright. I mean, fucking, yeah, I mean, fucking, the problem, too, is, you know, the inventory system in those games weren't great either. I mean, they fixed a little bit in this one where it's not, As far as like giving like items to fucking other people, is you got to fucking swap between like six, you're managing fucking six people's fucking inventory, so seems like a little bit quicker. I mean, they gave like you can give people shit like fucking real fast and just fucking like give them everything, give them, you know what I mean, just fucking just do like shit like in like a split second. But so it's like some of that's like easier, but then it's like you also got to manage fucking armor and fucking weapons and ammo and types of ammo and fucking, worried about people's weight for fucking like six different people. So it's like, ah, man, it takes fucking, that shit. I don't know. Again, not an action game, as I guess is what I'm trying to get at. It's not a bad thing, but kind of why I started playing it too. I'm like, yeah, I've been playing all these fucking just like pretty much fucking, shooters and shit, and want to get away from that. And then it's like fucking playing this. I'm like, guys, I know, expecting it to be slow, and I'm like, man, sorry. Nose is stuffy. I think I'm coming out with a cold. But, yeah, it's fucking just like, yeah, it's fucking looking for something more like slow pace, but I'm just like fucking like, man, this is fucking like really fucking slow. Like, you know what I mean? Like fucking to the point where it's like, I kind of just want to just go and do shit. But, whatever. I mean, so it's just a change of pace. I mean, I'll fucking keep playing it. I mean, it's fucking get stuck. I was doing that third mission, then I had to fucking send my PC off to get upgraded, which I guess, yeah, fucking talk about that now, I guess, because, yeah, it's fucking, yeah, I bought the, I was talking about, I got that 980 Ti, and I had fucking, then I found out, I'm like, ah, it's not the power supply I got, it's not enough fucking power to fucking, like, do it, And fucking not enough wattage in my fucking power supply or whatever, so I ended up fucking buying a power supply on top of that. Just figuring, I mean, fucking, like, I heard, when I fucking, I bought my computer's not old, it's fucking, like, I got it, like, maybe, like, a year ago, not even, I don't think, but, yeah, fucking, when I got it, I mean, fucking, like, it's decent, it's a fucking, I'll say right now, it's not a bad fucking gaming computer at all, like, fucking, it's just, like, fucking, it was pretty much middle of the road to fucking higher end, like fucking, like, it's pre-built fucking from Amazon, fucking Acer, fucking, computer. So I did a little bit of research when I bought it. It's just fucking like, I didn't fucking really cared about fucking PC gaming like forever, but, yeah, I mean, fucking, so like, a lot of the reviews and shit were saying like, oh, it's a real good fucking base of the PC. It's just the only problem, like, the graphics card's, like, a little bit, it's fucking, like, it's okay, it's good, but it's fucking, like, if you want to upgrade, you probably, probably should, like, whatever. I mean, you heard people talking about, like, they were replacing their fucking power supply or whatever, and, like, they were replacing their fucking graphics card. So I figured, I mean, my whole plan was, I'm like, alright, I'll buy this, and it'll be good for a while, and I'm sure it'll be, I'm sure it'll be fine. It is fine for fucking most games. Most games you can play on fucking high and fucking, like, ultra or whatever, like, it's not a problem. But, fucking, they were just saying, I was fucking reading the reviews, like, oh yeah, I just fucking swapped out my supply and my card, like, whatever, just keep that in mind. And even then, like, fucking, like, people from, like, Acer or whatever are fucking saying, like, oh yeah, you can do that, no problem, if you want. Like, it's not even gonna void the warranty, like, yeah, we're not gonna fucking, if you wanna do that, that's fine, just fuck, just fucking go for it. Real easy to do, fucking, like, whatever. So I'm fucking, like, thinking, like, again, I'm just like, oh, I'll buy this, dude. Now I'll have, like, fucking, like, pretty much all the fucking, just a computer, like, a fucking, and then, like, if I want to really upgrade it and go nuts, I can just do that, like, later down the line. And that was, this was my fucking last week, was my, all right, time to go, dude. Time to fucking pull the trigger and fucking, just do it. Because I had fucking, a little extra cash, like, fucking, So I bought the card, bought the fucking power supply, fucking, I think I talked about this, I fucking opened up the case. I didn't do it. I was fucking saying, my whole plan was, alright, I'm gonna be a fucking, adult, fucking research shit, and fucking, like, fucking time to, like, do this, get my hands dirty, fucking do it myself. Everyone keeps saying how easy it is, so let's just fucking do it, fucking open it up. I was watching fucking YouTube videos about people changing their power supply, changing their fucking graphics card, and, I'm like, alright, it doesn't seem that hard, hopefully it won't be, so I fucking get it, dude. I open up the fucking side of the case, and I fucking look in, I'm like, dude, this just looks like a fucking mess of wires and fucking parts to me, I'm fucking just like, I don't want to fucking I started to like fucking like, all right, I'm fucking figuring out where all the fucking wires are going, you know what I mean? I see the power supply, obviously, and fucking just like looking. And then there's like fucking like wires, like, they call it like a cable management system. It's like going to like the back of the fucking PC and like snaking through like fucking holes and shit. I'm like, dude, if I had to fucking do this, dude, I only figure out how to fucking open up like the side panel. And it's just like, I was like pulling and tugging, dude, trying to figure out how to get like another side of the case off or like fucking the whole thing off. I'm like, dude, I don't want to keep fucking pulling shit and fuck, you know what I mean, like fucking like trying to like pull apart fucking parts of my computer that aren't supposed to come apart. And it's just like, dude, I'm like fucking, all right, dude, fuck it, I gave up pretty easily, I'm not gonna lie, but I wasn't gonna fucking ruin like everything, you know. So yeah, I'm called up a specialist, like a fucking computer guy, and he's like, oh yeah, just fucking do it, yeah, it shouldn't be a problem. Like, I was explaining, I'm like, yeah, I got the card, the supply, like whatever. He's like, oh yeah, it should just be like whatever. He said like 60-70 bucks, just fucking drop it off, you know, it might take a couple days. I'm like, all right, whatever, I'll deal with it. So I did that, dude. I was fucking looking forward to, like, I don't have a computer for fucking 2 days, kind of sucks, but you know, at least I'll get my fucking computer back, dude, it'll be pretty much like top of the line, like good to go, like whatever, you know. So I fucking waited, dude, and fucking, he calls, he's like, I got some bad news for you. I'm like, oh, great, fucking, I expect, for some reason, I expected, I mean, I'm fucking, like, I try to do, as much fucking research as I could, I mean, like, fucking hours online, just fucking, like, all right, here's the card, like, well, you know, again, the power, I'm like, all right, good for the power, I fucking, you know, and then, like, the connectors, like, fucking connectors, it says, oh, I need a fucking PCIe fucking slot times two, and, like, fucking, like, whatever, like, so I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty sure I have that, like, fucking, I bought the power supply, and the power supply says fucking, like, you know, PCI fucking E, like, two, like, whatever, I think you have, like, two, like, three, or two or three fucking slots for that, like, whatever, dude, but I don't know, I guess, like, fuck, yeah, it's confusing, that's the thing, I don't fucking, you know, I know, like, some things about fucking, like, I could, you know, the components and, like, whatever, but it's just, like, I never fucking, like, you know, I'm not fucking, I don't have the time or the fucking strength or the fucking will to fucking, like, learn, like, a fucking, you know, it's just like a fucking rabbit hole of fucking, like, these parts, you know. I don't have time to go to fucking school to be a fucking computer engineer, you know what I mean? And fucking, you just hear all this fucking shit about people, like, oh, it's just so easy, like, I don't know, I just don't have the fucking, like, brain for it or what, dude, like, fucking, I don't know, maybe I'm fucking, I'm not gonna debate that I'm a fucking idiot, I try to think that I'm not fucking too much of a fucking moron, but, yeah, I just fucking, all this shit, so I mean, fucking, I figured I was all good, and the kid says, he's like, no, you're fucking, your motherboard just can't, you know, your motherboard can't fucking, like, accept the fucking, the card, like, it's fucking, this doesn't work, like, if I guess the connections or whatever. And fucking again, that was something I was looking into, fucking researching, and it's just fucking like, oh, what the fuck, like, what kind of fucking motherboard do I have? And this is all, like, all this shit, you gotta go into fucking, like, oh, you gotta open up this fucking stupid thing and fucking run the fucking BIOS, dude, you gotta fucking find the BIOS number to find out what kind of fucking motherboard you have. I'm just gonna say, dude, not to pass the buck, it's not entirely my fault, because it's just like, you know, when I bought the fucking computer from, like, Amazon or whatever, I'm looking, it was just, like, fucking, you know, I figured, like, all right, I'm looking at, like, the basic specs, like, the fucking, the speed, the fucking card, like, whatever, and just fucking, like, you know, the processor, I'm just like, all right, well, I know, like, the basics now, like, if I ever need to, I can just go back to fucking this page and look at, like, the, you know what I mean, like, fucking specific part by part, it's just, like, not there. If you fucking go to Amazon, you buy a fucking pre-built computer, they're not telling you exactly what you get, dude. It doesn't tell you what the fucking power supply is. It doesn't tell you what the fucking kind of motherboard's in there or, like, whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, there's all this shit. Then I start digging around, like, how do I figure this out? It's like, oh, well, you gotta go to the fucking, the manufacturer's website, which would be, like, Acer or whatever. So I go there, and even there, it's fucking, like, I put in, like, you know what I mean, the model number. It doesn't tell you fucking everything. It doesn't tell you all that shit. It's just like, dude, like, you gotta, like, fucking sit there and, like, you know, like, it's like, how do I find out what kind of motherboard I have? And, like, the, you know, top answers are all like, oh, I just open up the fucking case and, like, look for the fucking markings, and, you know what I mean, look for the serial number and type in this. It's just like, dude, like, fuck off, like, so it should be easier than that to fucking figure it out. So anyway, fucking, oh yeah, the kid calls me, he's like, yeah, we can't do this, and he's fucking like, he's like, he doesn't even charge me. He's like, I'm not going to charge you. That shit sucks. Like, fuck, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, like, it's just like impossible. So I'm like, all right, so what are my options? Like, what can I do to make, you know what I mean, to get that card running, that computer? He's like, oh, you pretty much just have to fucking replace the entire motherboard. At that point, you're going to replace the fucking processor. He's like, you're probably going to need a bigger case at that point, too. He's like, dude, at that point, you're just up looking at fucking building a whole new fucking computer. So what the fuck, you know what I mean? He's like, fucking dude, don't, you know what I mean? So I'm like, all right, whatever, dude. I'll fucking just go pick it up and like whatever. I guess I'm just going to have to fucking deal with this computer for fucking a couple, you know, 2 or 3 more years, and I'll fucking like do something after that. But again, I'm not saying my computer's a fucking piece of shit. It's fucking decent. It can run most shit, like, fucking above fucking average, like, fucking high and fucking ultra and shit. But, so, I go to fucking pick up the, pick it up from the shop. I'm just, you know, I'm just talking to the kid for a while. I'm just fucking, you know, he's fucking just open up, showing me, like, all the shit. And he's just like, yeah, you know what I mean? I'm fucking, like, I was just telling him, like, dude, that sucks. I mean, fucking, dude, everybody fucking just makes the shit out to be so easy. Like, I just figured it's, like, a matter of just fucking popping out my old graphics card and throwing this new one in. And he's like, you know, he's just saying, he's like, dude, you know, fucking, says that shit. He's pretty much like, this is fucking, like, crazy people. Like, they're fucking, like, nuts. Like, he's like, fucking, he's like, dude, you want a fucking good, like, good gaming experience? He goes, just buy a fucking console, like a fucking normal person, because fucking PC gaming is, like, fucking stupid, you know what I mean? This is a kid who fucking, you know what I mean? I'm sure he does fucking, like, degrees and shit, like, fucking computer engineering, you know what I mean? Dude, he runs a fucking, like, business, like, he wants to fucking charge people, to, you know what I mean? Like, he'd be making money by fucking charging people to fucking upgrade all their shit. He's fucking telling me, like, dude, like, PC gaming isn't fucking worth it, which is kind of what I've been saying forever, but, again, then fucking everyone on the fucking internet tell me I'm a fucking moron, but, it's so easy and blah, 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 but, no, I mean, fucking, again, this kid is fucking, his livelihood is fucking, selling people fucking computer parts and fucking like upgrading shit. And he's just like, dude, no, like don't, like fucking just buy a fucking console, like, you know. I have fucking all the like the consoles anyway. It doesn't matter. I want a fucking good gaming PC and fucking top of the line, but whatever. So yeah, that's pretty much like a stalemate. And yeah, good shit. Yeah, PC game is a fucking crock of shit. I'll say that. Talk about the Oculus afterwards too. I was gonna take a break after that fucking rant. Back again, part two of the Grind Free Press podcast, and yeah, it's good. Good times. I mean, just to lay a shit on top of shit. I just tried to. It's all set. It's ready. I'm like, all right, I'm good. And fucking recorded, dude. Probably like an hour or so of fucking shit. go to put it in the mix, and yeah, I'm all set up. Fucking out. Edit this bad boy, and fucking. Oh, doesn't work. Fucking just decides not to fucking work. It's fucking spectacular. So yeah, it's a second try. Just go in. I'll try not to be too much of a sour puss. Yeah, let's get into other games I played. I don't know where I left off. So it's kind of real quick. Just fucking flipped out for a little bit and hit record. So here we go. Played some PS4 as my computer was out for repair. Hadn't turned it on for a while, so I was figuring like, oh, like fucking, let's see what's going on here. Fucking, I knew there was a Yakuza or something. One of those Yakuza games was supposed to come out. I don't think it came out. I think it was for like PS3 or something. It was fucking Yakuza like 4 or fucking whatever. But I never played those games, and fucking I was like, oh, fucking maybe I'll check that out. But then as I watched some videos of gameplay for that, and I'm like, eh, I don't know. It looks kind of like over-the-top fucking Japanese, like fucking like goofy like humor. I wouldn't be too into. Like I thought it'd be kind of like goofy, but from what I've seen, it might be a little bit too much for me. But I also heard there was a new Earth Defense Force game, so... I'm thinking, like, maybe I'll check that out. I mean, I played the other Earth Defense Force games, or two of them, I think, on 360 I owned, and I liked them. I mean, they're pretty just straightforward, fucking simple, just like, shooter, like, action games. You fucking just controlling little marines, and you fucking, going around killing, giant bugs and, like, robots and shit. You know, it's fucking, you know, getting to like mechs, and it's just like, it's real like dumb, and it's just B movie like sci-fi garbage, but it was just not like dumb fun. I'm like, I could go for that right now. Fucking cheer me up a little bit, because I'm in a fucking awful mood fucking all week, and nothing's helping. So I'm like, yeah, I'll fucking do that. So I, you know, this fucking store, PS4, the PSN store, whatever you want to call it, man, I think it's a fucking disaster to fucking find anything in. I figured, I'm like, oh, I'll fucking just do sort it by new game releases by date, and I'm fucking scrolling through, like, all right, well, last time I fucking checked some shit, like, fuck, you know what I mean? I know, like, where I left off, so see what's come out since then, since the last time I checked. I'm fucking looking, I'm like, well, fucking, I don't see fucking Earth Defense Force here at all. Like, is it not fucking out or what? I had to, like, physically hit the fucking magnifying glass, hit fucking search fucking the words Earth Defense Force to have it fucking pop up. I mean, it's there, but I'm fucking like, dude, that's a fucking pain in the ass. Like, why is it just like not showing up? They look at it, dude. They want fucking $50 for it. I'm like, dude, this game, like, the fucking whole point of this game is that it's like a budget, like, shitty fucking game. Like, you know, I don't want to fucking, I'm like, dude, I'm not paying fucking $50 for it. It's probably, it's a bad game. Like, that's the whole point. Like, it's supposed to be, like, I think, like, I want to say when the original ones, not the, like, the 360 ones came out, like, they're, I don't know, $20, maybe, like, 30 or something like that. I don't know, maybe, like, 40 on the high end, maybe for, like, the second one or some shit, but it was fucking, whole thing was just, like, a budget dumb game you can go pick up and, like, whatever, just fucking dick around with it, but fucking $50, you can fucking blow me fucking deep throat me. It's fucking retarded. So, yeah, I didn't do that. Then I played a couple other fucking PS4 games. Ticked around with this game called Velocity 2X. It's older. I mean, I got it like over, you know, years ago. It was fucking free on like PS Plus or whatever. One of those games you get fucking, you know, good reviews, like whatever. I mean, it's a decent game. It's just a pretty simple fucking space shooter. Yeah, you're just fucking going, like, vertical for the most part. You're just, like, you know, shooting. I mean, shooting's not, like, the main part. It's more, like, traversing the levels. You get, like a warp. You can use the right stick to set up, like, a reticle. So you can fucking, you know, warp to different spots. So you know, there'll be a fucking just, like, flat-out wall. And there'll be, like, a little alcove, like, off of the side. The only way to get to it is to fucking put the reticle in there and fucking warp to it. And you can end up dropping, like... You know, if you hit, like, a branching path, you can drop, like teleporters behind you and shit, like go back, and then it's like the whole like level is, you know, the levels you're trying to just to speed run through them, which I've said before, I'm not huge on speed running through shit, so it's like, eh, I don't know, like fucking, you know what I mean? It's an okay game, but it's, and there's also like side scrolling, almost like platforming levels. It's mostly the same, just fucking, just a little fucking different, but whatever. It's kind of the same controls and shit. You still like warping. You have like almost the same shit, like fucking, like whatever. But it's okay. I mean, it's fucking, I get it for free. I'm not really complaining, but it just can't hold my when I went back to it, like the same reaction as I did like when I first played it. Whereas like I played like a couple levels, I'm like, oh, this game's pretty fun. I can fucking probably play this. It'll be cool. I play like one or two levels, and I'm like, eh, I don't know. It's fucking, it just can't hold my attention. It feels like a flash game, or like an iPhone game, or something that's meant to be played like, you know, a level a day or something. It's just like, I don't know. Like, I probably won't go back to it. Like, fucking, I might just to fucking dick around with it. But I mean, and the other thing that kind of I don't like is the art style of it. Like at first it's like, you know, it's like simple and like kind of like cartoony. It's like, yeah, whatever, it's not too bad, but it's got what I call it like the Erin Esurance look from like the Esurance commercials, if you've ever seen them, where it's like it's cartoony, but it's fucking like way like oversimplified, like fucking just like just looks like generic, just fucking like lines and fucking basic shapes and shit. It was like the fucking insurance commercials from fucking like years ago, you know. I also have the same problem like Mirror's. Like I like Mirror's Edge, but like those cutscenes too are just like so like, you know, just that art style is like I don't know. It's like fucking, it tries to make it look like it's simple, but you know, people didn't try. Like it's like an art style of like trying to not try or something. Like it's just like simple, like fucking, you know what I mean? Like fucking draw your own fucking Spider-Man fucking comics or some shit, like that type of shit, or it's just like, I don't know, not even that that'd be too complicated for it, but like Dragon Age 2, that whole art style was kind of like that too, where it's just real basic, just like shapes and shit, and like I don't know, I'm not a fan of it. They have like story in Velocity 2X, they try to tell like some story is like real, like after every level it's like fucking obnoxious, it's like some fucking, you even have to sit through it, some dumb story nobody gives a fuck about, or I don't give a fuck about, where it's just like I don't know, it's fucking dumb fucking story about like aliens and shit. It's just like, dude, I don't want to look at this, like the writing's bad, the fucking art style's bad, it's pretty bad. Yeah, so fucking, how was that? It's not, the game's not bad, it's fucking, it just can't hold my attention for more than like a level or two before I just get bored of it. And then I played another PS4 game I played was Grim Fandango, the remastered one, which I know like too much about. I bought it like when the remastered version first came out. I heard from fucking people that I kind of like, I respect their fucking opinions and shit, and they're saying, like, oh, this is, like, a must-play, it's, like, you know, one of the best games ever made, and blah, 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 and fucking, oh, my favorite game of all time, I fucking heard people say, so I'm just, like, oh, they'll check it out, like, I bought it when it came out, then it ended up being, like, I think last month or something, it was free on PS Plus, and I wish I'd get it that way, to be honest with you, not only because I hadn't played it, just because fucking what I played so far, I'm, like, I don't really like this game at all, like, it's fucking, like, old school adventure, like point and click. I think it was originally a LucasArts point and click. Well, not really point and click. I mean, you control the fucking everything with the sticks or whatever and the face buttons. But main fucking roots of it are like point and click. You know, those old point and click fucking adventures and shit. But you know, those games, I'm just not a fucking fan. I don't like them. I mean, just like the concept of them, I don't like. I mean, there's certain ones that I do like. You know what I mean? It's the fucking, the whole thing with those. It's fucking, that's just such like a generic fucking play style. It all depends on the story and like, you know, the setting and the theme and all that shit. Like that's what that entire like genre is made of. I mean, they're fucking barely fucking games. I mean, the fucking closest thing you can say, like, oh, the gameplay is just like, you know, besides like the dialogue or whatever, trying to advance the story is just like the, you know, puzzles and the puzzles are done well. And it's like, yeah, cool. I mean, I played certain. I remember, like, fucking. I liked Siberia. I know there's a bad game called Siberia, but it's fucking another like adventure game called like Siberia 1 and 2. Like, I like those games and shit. But this one, oh, it's the best one of those, and blah blah blah, and fucking like, I was expecting like something like, you know, it's like fucking like at first, you know, it started up, it's like, oh, it's the Day of the Dead, and it's fucking got like a Tim Burton art style, and it's like, ah, oh, it's kind of cool. Then like fucking once you get past that, it's like, yeah, some of these characters are fucking just like obnoxious, like I don't like them, and it's just like fucking like fucking Jar Jar Binks level fucking stupid that your driver is like obnoxious, and it's just like fucking, I don't know, it's just fucking just like so like. It feels like Adult Swim fucking humor, just like fucking, just like, again, to go with the fucking Aaron Eastern, it's like, not trying, it just feels like the whole joke is, this joke is funny because it's not funny, it's not funny, it's just like, I don't know, it just feels like fucking, like, I just fucking play it, I'm just like stoic, just completely like stone faced as I'm playing it, just fucking, I can recognize that this is supposed to be a joke, but I don't find it funny, and, like, that's the end of it, you know what I mean, it's just fucking, just, like, none of this shit is fucking, like, amusing me in the least, like, it's just fucking, just, to me, it just seems, like, super dry, and just fucking, just, like, I don't know, nothing's going on here, like, fucking, in other words, it's a Tim Schafer game, it is a Tim Schafer game, and I've never played a Tim Schafer game that I enjoy, I've never fucking found him funny, or fucking whatever, I don't know why people like him, or fucking whatever, but, just not good. I mean, if I played through Laces, it's broken up into years in that game, I guess. I guess it's pretty long, too, but, yeah, I fucking, played through, like, the first year of it, and fucking, a good, like, I'd say, I don't know, eight hours, maybe, and just fucking, like, got through some of the second year, and just fucking, like, I don't want to keep, like, I kind of do want to play it just so I can write a review for it or whatever, but I mean, fucking right now, I'm just like, this is not fun, I'm not having fun playing this, and it's just fucking like, you know, again, it's got like the puzzles, but fucking it's a Tim Schafer game, so it's like, the puzzles are fucking like retarded, and they're fucking just like, oh, isn't it funny, like fucking this makes no sense, isn't that hilarious, it's like, no, it's a pain in the ass, I'm trying to play a fucking game, like, you know what I mean, you're trying to tell this fucking story, and you just fucking block me off with a bunch of fucking dumb bullshit, fucking garbage puzzles. Like, it's fucking real dumb. I don't fucking like it, but, yeah, so fucking, even, like, starting off the first fucking screen of that game, I fucking, I'm like, dude, there's a fucking, like, massive fucking design flaw in this fucking first screen, like, fucking, you know, it starts off, you're in, like, an office, and you're, you know, controlling the guy or whatever, and it's fucking, like, to get out of the office, you have to fucking, face like the camera and walk towards the camera, and he fucking like whatever, he gets like so close you'd figure like, oh well, this is the end of the room, otherwise the camera angle would change, it's like, no, he's got to keep holding towards the camera, so the guy's like fucking like up in your fucking face, dude, the fucking, there's a door there, that's how you get out of the fucking room, it's like, dude, that's like awful, and that's the first screen of the fucking game, like, dude, and it goes from there, where it's just like combination of fucking bad camera angles and fucking bad puzzles and fucking bad puns, and fucking it's just awful, it's fucking like, it's fucking, it's bad so far, I mean, I don't know, maybe it'll turn it around in fucking the next like 20 hours of that fucking piece of shit, but I doubt it. Again, I'm fucking, I'm struggling, if I do end up writing a review, it's fucking awful, almost like out of spite, I think, because it's a bad game. Yeah, so fucking, that was my adventures on the PS4. Yeah, talk about, other bad shit. Oculus Rift came out. It's going to be $600. And I was talking about my PC troubles earlier. As far as I'm concerned, this is another nail in the fucking PCs are fucking cheap argument. Like, you get like fucking both sides is fucking, you know, whatever, dude. I don't know, fucking PC elitists like up their own asses about fucking like so like defensive about fucking their PCs, dude. It's like, you know, they're fucking like, oh well, I play fucking I have like this fucking like wicked expensive PC and I can fucking do like 4K fucking 120 frames a second, blah blah blah, like why would you play a console? It's like, oh yeah, I fucking, you know what I mean, people buy consoles to fucking, is they're cheap, they don't have to deal with that shit, you know. It's like, oh no, but PCs are also, they're cheap, and it's like, oh no, they're not. I mean, they're trying to fucking sell you like a fucking peripheral for fucking $600, and it's like, dude, I mean, I understand it's fucking, you know what I mean, it's an optional thing, you don't have to get it, like I get that point, but it's like the fact to think that they're like the PC audience in general, like their general fucking audience is going to spend fucking like $600 for this fucking like thing that's fucking strap on their face is like ridiculous. Like it sets out like the standard of what they think about PC players, you know. It fucking like, you know, you can $600, you buy a PS4 and an Xbox One for $600, and you know what I mean? So where's that argument about, oh, PCs are so much cheaper again? Like, you remember like fucking the PS3 first came out, and that was like $600, and it was like fucking outrage, dude. Like, this is fucking like absurd, like to fucking charge $600 for fucking something for a system, you know? I mean, who knows, even the fucking PlayStation puts out their fucking VR, like what that's gonna cost. I guarantee it won't be $600. Like, it might be like, $300 or $400 or something. People are going to be like, dude, that's fucking way too expensive. You know what I mean? But fucking, again, this is like their audience, you know, it's fucking $600, like fucking people, you know, PC fucking gamers, dude, more fucking money than sense. They're selling bundles that you can buy a like pre-bundled PC and the fucking Oculus Rift for $1,500, dude. So, I mean, I'm not even gonna go into detail about why that's fucking insane. Like, you know what I mean? And it's fucking, some people will buy it, I know. Trying to play, they'll fucking buy it. They'll try to play up like, oh, it's so good. Like, they try to make, you know, try to make you feel like you're missing out if you don't fucking, you know what I mean? Little elitist, like fucking, like, you know, you gotta be like keeping up with the Joneses. Like, fucking, oh, dude, you know, VR, oh man, you fucking, you know, yeah, I mean, fucking, I mean, for normal people, I mean, fucking, whatever, man, eat shit, fucking, yeah, fucking really, it's fucking, that's ridiculous. So, I mean, I've said it before, yeah, I've been fucking, like, again, there'd be something I'd fucking, like, check out, dude, if I could fucking, like, you know, buy something for, like, $100 or whatever, and just be like, oh, yeah, whatever, dude, like, fucking, it'd be something like they got to take it down to that price, dude, before I think most people are going to even give it like a second fucking look, dude. And fuck, you know what I mean? I don't think it's going to matter how much they fucking try to sell it about how good it is. Dude. It's not going to matter if it's that fucking expensive, dude. Nobody's going to fucking give a fucking flying fuck. so my prediction for 2016 is, you know, this will be, I mean, it's been the fucking, the buzzword is, oh, 2016, you get the fucking Oculus coming out, you got the fucking, the Vive or the V from Valve and whatever, dude, their fucking headset, and they get the PlayStation VR and the fucking, oh, the bold prediction, oh, this will be the year of VR. It's like, oh, what do you know, the people control, you know what I mean, control the messaging and fucking, you know, they can predict that, because, yeah, this probably will be, the 2016 will be the year of VR. And by that, I mean, you're going to be fucking real sick about hearing about fucking VR, dude. By the time this year is over, it's, you know, between fucking those fucking billion-dollar companies putting out their products, they're going to fucking put so much marketing money behind it that you're going to be hearing about it fucking constantly, you know? Yeah, you're going to get real fucking sick of it. So all this year, you'll be hearing about that, and then fucking people will be sick of it, and then next year of 2017 will roll around. It's going to be the year of nobody talking anything about fucking VR at all. I know everybody will forget about it. And then 2018 is going to be the year where, you know, the look back fucking nostalgia year of fucking, oh yeah, remember VR? That was fucking a goofy thing. That was dumb. Yeah, what the fuck were we thinking? And meanwhile, fucking, you know, all those people fucking stuck spending like thousands of dollars on fucking their PCs and their fucking VR. Like, oh yeah, that was dumb. Ha ha. Wow, what a bunch of idiots we were. Yeah, that'll be it. And then VR will be dead, hopefully. Yeah, that's fucking fun. Another fun thing. Talk about some Gone Home. It's coming to consoles. Yeah, so I listen to a lot of fucking podcasts. I'm at work. You know, I listen to fucking just about anything. I even listen to fucking Grunt Free Press sometimes. So, you know, I'm not like, I'm not too picky. I listen to fucking anything to fucking fill out my day. I've listened to Podcast Unlocked, which is IGN's, their, Xbox focused podcast, and they had Steve Gaynor on there, who's one of the lead designers or fucking whatever. He worked for Fulbright, who the developer Gone Home. We also did some of the DLC for BioShock 2, the big DLC they had, Minerva's Den or some shit. Yeah, but he was on Podcast Unlocked, and he's just promoting the game coming to consoles or whatever. First I'll just fucking say straight up, don't fucking buy Gone Home. Like, it's fucking terrible. It's an awful game, barely a game. I'll say that right now. Yeah, I don't know what fucking, like, the mass delusion is fucking going on with the fucking mainstream fucking critic circles, what kind of fucking and sucking's going on over there, why they think it's a fucking good game that's not a piece of shit, but it is. Can only fucking loosely call it a fucking game in the first place, and if you want to fucking say, like, oh, well, it's just about the narrative or whatever, the fucking narrative is fucking awful, too. Yeah, I mean, I seriously only try to play games that I'm fucking interested in for, like, whatever reason. So, look on the Grunt Free Press, the site, I get nervous sometimes. I'm just like, oh, dude, I'm getting, like, way too much, like, positive shit. Like, you know what I mean? Way too many positive fucking reviews on it. But, again, I only try to play shit that I fucking like. And I have a pretty fucking eclectic taste, I think. Like, I can fucking usually find something good in most games, you know? Yeah, I mean, fucking, so, you know, if I say something's fucking bad, you know what I mean, it's fucking, like, you either feel like it, you know what I mean, if I say something's bad, I mean, it's fucking, I'm not, like, fucking around, like, it's really fucking bad, and fucking Gone, I'm serious, and I say Gone Home's probably, like, the worst fucking game I've ever fucking played, you know, it's really fucking bad, like, it's fucking, I don't know, like, I can say otherwise. I mean, again, there's maybe, like, a certain small percentage of people, like, fucking, like, whatever their tastes are, man, they'd fucking like that shit. But I mean, like, all around, it's like I could see, like, nothing at all that'd be fucking good about that. Like, it's terrible. I played it on fucking on PC, like, when it fucking first came out, like, first, like, week or so it was out. I paid fucking $20 for it. It was getting fucking, like, you know, crazy good reviews, and they were fucking, like, dude, talk about, like, marketing, like, deceptive fucking marketing. They were saying, that, you know, everything about that game, they were playing it up as a horror game. Like, oh, it's horror, and fucking all the reviews, like, oh, we can't say a fucking, you know, we can't spoil anything. Just, we spoiled it, like, fucking it ruined it. Like, just go in as fresh as you can. And between that, I'm like, all right, so it fucking seems like look like a fucking any other, like, you know, there's a million of those fucking, like, haunted house, like, fucking, like, find a fucking, you know, puzzle-y type fucking, like, whatever, like, fucking, you know what I mean, find the fucking puzzles, like, unlock the doors, like, do this and that, and fucking, like, yeah, I played a ton of those, and, like, yeah, some are better than others, but usually, like, decent. So, you know, I'm like, oh, it sounds right up my alley. I fucking got it, dude. Fucking complete piece of shit. Terrible, you know, terrible story, like, fucking, like, nothing to the, like, almost no gameplay. It's just, like, somebody took, like, a mediocre one of those, like, puzzle games, just took out, like, all the fucking, every single puzzle, just took it out and fucking replaced it with a fucking shitty fucking generic, like, Dawson's Creek or fucking My So-Called Life fucking narrative, and, like, that's the entire game. They charge you fucking $20 for it, and it's fucking awful. And, yeah, rightly so. It got fucking, like, a lot of people who fucking played it in my camp did the same shit I did, and they were like, dude, this fucking game is a complete piece of shit. And there's a fucking, like, pretty big fucking backlash from fucking real people who played it, not fucking, you know, not these fucking mainstream fucking critics and their fucking circle jerks, you know. All the fucking critics just refuse to say, like, anything, like, anything negative. That's the thing. It's not like fucking, like, oh yeah, it's good for this, but I mean, as a game, it fucking sucks dick, like, whatever. If you say anything negative about it, then, of course, you know, it's fucking between them as a fucking, you know, SJW fucking ass lickers that want to fucking defend it because it's about, you know, fucking, like, some gay girl. So it's fucking like, oh, I can't say anything bad about that either. And fucking, you know what I mean? If you don't like it, you know, if anybody says anything bad about it, you can't just, you know what I mean, look at it like, oh, it's a fucking awful fucking game. Like, for every, like, fucking numerous fucking reasons. If you try bringing that up, it's like, no, you're a fucking, well, you know, you're a bigot, you're a fucking idiot, and blah, blah, you know what I mean, you're a fucking, you don't get it. And it's like, no, dude, I get it. It's fucking, like, one of the shittiest, fucking simplest, dumb stories I fucking heard. It's like after school special type shit. But Yeah, so all that shit fucking snowballed into fucking clickbait horse shit from fucking sites, right? You know what I mean? They wouldn't just let it die, like, ah, like, whatever, dude. They could have just been like, all right, well, whatever. Fucking we liked it, they didn't. Fucking, like, whatever, fucking difference of opinion, let it die. But it just fucking snowballs in this fucking clickbait fucking garbage, dude, of just like, oh, gamers are dead and fucking, you know what I mean? Fucking, oh, you guys don't get it. This is why, dude. Top 10 reasons why fucking Gone Home is a fucking life-changing fucking experience, and not a, you know what I mean? It's fucking all this fucking, like, hardcore defense about the fucking the game, you know? Yeah, so it should have just died, but, and here we are, still fucking talking about it. But anyway, so they fucking interview fucking Steve Gaynor, dude, and the fucking interviews is fucking, it's priceless. I mean, just fucking listen to it. I mean, it's pretty good. Yeah, fucking Ryan McCaffrey's asking him questions. I like McCaffrey for the most part. He seems pretty... pretty good. He's fucking been doing it forever, doing this shit forever. Don't always agree with his opinion, but I think he's fucking, like, decent. One of the good ones, but he likes Gone Home, too, so that, you know what I mean? Fucking, I don't know how much respect I can give him, but, so he likes the game, you know, and fucking, I'm just fucking surprised, dude. Fucking Steve Gaynor's fucking pretty open about it. He's fucking, like, explaining how, like, it came about, and he says, you know, it was originally going to be, like, a real fucking game. He said it was going to take place in, like a sci-fi, like, house or mansion or whatever. And then they cut out all the gameplay, you know what I mean? They cut out everything. Didn't fucking cut out all the AI, fucking, you know what I mean? Just to, like, oh, it's just, like, the cheapest, fucking easiest thing we could possibly do, just make a fucking empty house where you go around, you know what I mean? Just make a fucking environment, don't worry about anything else, and it's fucking cheap, it's easy, and fucking leave these notes around the house, tell the story, and, like, that's it, like, you know what I mean? Some fucking couple lines of voiceover, and, like, that's the game, like, you know what I mean? And that's the fucking legitimate criticism that people have fucking given the game, like, fucking since it came out, and fucking been getting fucking bashed down, like, oh, no, you just don't get it, and it's like, no, well... No, you get it. It's fucking, it's bad. It feels like a fucking game. Like, everything got cut out. You know what I mean? And that's exactly what it is. Yeah. So, I mean, it's fucking, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I fucking understand, like, you know, limitations. If you can work within limitations and make fucking, like, you know, great art. I mean, fucking, I get that. I mean, it's fucking how a lot of shit works. It's fucking, you know what I mean? Fucking, like, not just trying, you know, you have to constantly be pushing fucking technology and fucking buy. I've even said, like, I hate when fucking, like, the main, like, hook of a game is just, like, innovation or, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, that's not really, like, fucking just because you, like, made something, like, unique doesn't mean, like, what's unique is good or, like, whatever, or, like, whatever. I get, you know what I mean? I can understand, like, work within, like, parameters to fucking make shit, but, yeah, I mean, it should have been, like, you know, I mean, just fucking Gone Home just feels like this should have been a better game where shit actually happened, and then, like, a bunch of shit, like, you know, it's just fucking, like, shit that was just, like, empty. It should have been, like, place gameplay here. Like, they just, like, cut that out. Like, it feel like you just, like, tell, like, it is what exactly what it feels like, and that's pretty much what it is. I thought the best part of the fucking interview was Sean Finnegan, who's the I think he's the video editor or some shit, or he edits the podcast or whatever. He's, you know, asked Steve Gaynor about, you know, the criticism of the people giving the game about it not being a game, you know. And I'm just, like, expecting some kind of, like, you know, like, canned answer, like, fuck, you know what I mean, like, PR bullshit. Like, he's probably been fucking heard that shit, from, you know what I mean, a million times in the past, like, 3 years or whatever, so he's just gonna give you some fucking bullshit, like, you know, curated fucking answer that's gone through, like, him and fucking his company, and, like, oh, this is the answer you give. But, I mean, I'll give the guy fucking credit. He's fucking seemed pretty honest and open about everything. He's fucking, like, first, he's fucking just, like, you know, by honest, I mean, like, you know, they asked him the question, like, what about the criticism about the game not being a game? And the first response he has, you know, he pauses for a little bit and he starts, like, stammering, he's fucking stuttering, you know, he can't really defend it, you know what I mean? Because, I mean, it's a big fucking surprise. It's not something you can defend. It's a fucking legitimate fucking complaint. And, yeah, I mean, I have to, like, stroke my own, like, oh, I told you, like, told you so, or whatever. But just, like, from the fucking horse's mouth, man, if you fucking listen to it, fucking validates the fuck out of that, like, those complaints and fucking what I've been saying for fucking years, and pretty much why I fucking started doing, like, Grunt Free Press in the fucking first place, because or you've listened to them fucking talk, and it's just fucking, just all the fucking, you know, all the developers and all the fucking critics, they all live in this fucking little bubble. They're all out of touch with fucking normal people, how they play games and like whatever, man. It's fucking crazy. And the game's been fucking slammed by fucking gamers for 3 years, and the guy's fucking acting like it's the first time he's ever heard of, you know, heard the complaint before. And fucking, you know, and maybe it is. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, maybe it is the fucking first time he's ever heard that, because, you know what I mean? The fucking critics have all been fucking blowing smoke up his ass, saying his fucking game's fucking perfect. He's fucking, you know, you had fucking the SJWs all fucking, like, you know, patting him on the back and fucking sucking him off and saying he's fucking, you know, way to go. You made this fucking life-changing game for me. And, like, again, I'm not fucking taking away that. I mean, if you fucking, the game speaks to you for whatever reasons, you fucking get dropped in your head or whatever when you're a fucking kid, or like whatever, like, you know, you're a fucking whatever. If you're a fucking 12-year-old girl, fucking gay girl, dude, it's probably like, oh yeah, great, fucking probably speaks to you. But everybody else, it's a fucking piece of shit. So I mean, like, whatever, it's fucking how it is. Yeah, so that was that. Fucking don't buy Gone Home. It's fucking terrible. I don't care if it's fucking on console or if it's fucking free. Like, don't waste your time. If I beat it in like a fucking hour and a half, and it's fucking just time you'll never get back. You know, if it fucking, it's a hard drive space. I mean, if you get it for, you know, ends up being on like games with gold or like PS Plus or something, like, you know, the fucking energy you're gonna spend to fucking download it and fucking delete it immediately, it's fucking not worth it either. So, yeah, I just don't. It's fucking awful. Yeah, so I was fucking playing fucking Rebel Galaxy, but it in my PC, and yeah, I was thinking about it. I've talked about Rebel Galaxy before. It's just a fucking pretty simple, like space sim, almost like trading combat simulator. I mean, the whole loop is just to fucking get more, you know, start off fucking trade, do missions to get money, and you fucking use the money to upgrade your ship or buy better ships, and then from there you go, you know what I mean, do harder missions to get more money. It's, you know what I mean, this whole fucking point. I mean, there's a main story to it too, but yeah, it's fucking, that's Rebel Galaxy. But the thing with the Rebel Galaxy is you could fucking make your own custom soundtrack. So I'm thinking, like, I wonder, like, if I would get in some kind of trouble, fucking, you know what I mean, if I was using my own music, like my custom soundtrack to like stream as I'm playing, like, it's gonna be a fucking problem, like whatever. So I decided to fucking, you know, I stream on Hitbox, so I fucking sent them a message, and to their credit, I don't know if I said before, like the Hitbox fucking Hitbox customer service, I've talked to them a couple times, they're real good, dude. Like, fucking, I sent them a question within like an hour or two, and they gave me a response back. So just real quick, I thought I'd share a little bit. So the question I sent them was, all right, quick question. If I was to stream a game with a built-in custom soundtrack option, i.e. Rebel Galaxy, and use licensed music, how would that be frowned upon and or in violation of Hitbox guidelines? And again, this guy fucking responded to me within like an hour or two, and his answer was, you are fine to play games with licensed music in it. If we receive any sort of notice, which we don't anticipate, we will come into your channel and let you know. So go ahead, have fun, play your game, live it up. I think that's the slogan of Hitbox, or whatever. Yeah, I mean, that's fucking pretty much why I stream on Hitbox. I mean, I've heard fucking people streaming on Twitch, and somebody have like a radio on in the fucking background or whatever, like playing, like, you know what I mean, something in the back, and fucking, like, they'll get like fucking, their shit will cut out or whatever, like they'll get fucking like notices up the ass of fucking playing like licensed music and like whatever. I mean, I'm fucking just reading that, like fucking, like digging into it. It's like, maybe he didn't understand that I'm fucking playing just like random shit, like whatever. But it seems like the policy, the unofficial policy, is just kind of like, yeah, whatever, dude, if it fucking pops up, we'll deal with it, but we don't expect you, because, you know what I mean, they're fucking, like, small compared to fucking, you know what I mean, it's not as big as, like, Twitch or whatever. I mean, certainly not my fucking channel, where I'm lucky if, like, one of the persons fucking watching, like, why would anybody care, you know? But I thought that was cool. It's fucking just, like, you know, why I stream on fucking, another reason why I fucking stream on Hitbox rather than fucking, like, Twitch or whatever. Yeah, so I've been fucking, yeah, I have been playing Rebel Galaxy quite a bit, and, yeah, I do like it. It's fucking, it is fun. Like I said, I just fucking, Same shit. Playing like, you know, I played some Elite Dangerous before too. And it's kind of like a really fucking simplified version of that. Whereas like everything like your fucking plane is just on like a flat fucking plane. I mean, you're in space, but they make it so like fucking space is just fucking flat. You know what I mean? This is weird. I mean, Elite Dangerous, like I have the fucking flight stick I was using. You're just fucking getting used to like, you know, fucking maneuvering your ship. It's like, oh, if I want to, I can go fucking straight up in a fucking line. I can go fucking straight down. I can go fucking left and right with my fucking thrusters. I can fucking roll my ship. Like, you know what I mean? And this is just fucking just like, no, you just fucking go in a straight line. Like, that's it. That's fucking just like flat. Like, just do whatever. It just simplifies all that shit. It's fucking, you know, good and bad. You know what I mean? It's fucking just like everything just turns out to be like automatic for the most part. I mean, you're controlling just, you know, pretty much where your ship is, the position, you're controlling like one weapon at a time. You have like broadside, just almost like ship to ship combat, like, as in like, you know, like sea battles, you know what I mean? Where it's fucking, you have like broadside cannons and shit. So it's like, yeah, you know, you'll be controlling that, and you'll have like fucking lasers and like turrets and shit, and we can control those yourself too if you want. But it's fucking, if you just let it go, like fucking a lot of like, they have like auto targeting, I think some of them do, like, so, you know, fucking auto targets, you don't even have to fucking bother them, they'll just fucking do their own thing. It's pretty cool. I mean, I like the loop. It seems like I get into a lot of those games. And I get into, I've been thinking like fucking the other one I remember was like Dark Star 1 and shit for like fucking 360, where it's like almost the same thing, which is like that same loop. But it's just fucking, I'm trying to stick with this. I'm trying to make that my main game. I mean, that and fucking Fallout Tactics, kind of my mains at this point. Mainstays, besides like the multiplayer shit I'm playing. But, yeah, fucking, yeah, it's cool. I like it. I'll try to keep playing it. Yeah, I did play, you know, I did my usual multiplayer too. I did fucking like, few matches of Battlefield, it's in fucking Halo 5, I kept trying to, like, you know, place up as the seasons got reset, so, I'm trying to at least get place for fucking, you know, they call it the January 2016 season. Did at least, you know, did my 10 games in Arena, get fucking, like, platinum or whatever. After like, you know, I hadn't fucking been playing it like, you know, on the regular, like every day for a while. I did like a few matches here and there. I was fucking playing, like sitting down and playing like fucking like five matches in a row, whatever. But man, they fucking did a lot of work to this fucking game since it released. I mean, it always, you know, it always looked pretty good and always fucking, you know, played like smooth as butter. But, see, I don't know if now if I just, it looks like so much better than it used to. I can find, I don't know, I seem to be able to like pick up on that. Like even like Battlefront 2, like fucking playing it like from the beginning to fucking jumping into it now, it's like, dude, this looks like cleaner. Like I don't know if they just fucking like found a way to like up the resolution enough and fucking still keep it like smooth like that, like keep the frame rate the same. But yeah, I was fucking really, really impressed with that, and fucking, you know, fucking I did a lot of work, and it fucking shows. I mean, they cleaned up some of the UI and shit too, but still awesome. Halo 5 still fun, still one of the fucking best multiplayer games out there. I mean, fucking definitely fucking solid. Yeah. Other than that, I fucking, yeah, it's fucking shout out too to fucking, I've been watching, used to watch a lot of Game Informer. They have like replays and super replays, which is, you know, fucking, it's kind of like, you know, they're fucking pretty standard now, fucking the let's plays. I mean, they just play games and talk over them or whatever, but they, you know, they'll play like random shit, and it's fucking, you know, a lot of them are bad. Yeah, some of them are good and some of them are fucking bad, like whatever, but, doing a survival horror game is older. It's fucking from like years ago, whatever. But fucking like, I kind of dropped out of the whole Game Informer scene. I used to be pretty active on there. It's like, oh, these guys are pretty cool. Like all, you know, and when the new consoles were coming out and everyone was being, you know what I mean? Like before that, like it's always like, oh, like fucking everyone had all this like clickbaity fucking garbage, and like everything here on Game Informer at least is about fucking, you know, for the most part about fucking like video games and just fucking like, you know, they seem like pretty, I know like they're fucking like, I don't want them to be like overly like positive, but it's like, dude, they seem like they're having fun. They're not like just being like fucking, you know what I mean? Like internet fucking pricks, you know what I mean? Just fucking like, it's not like IGN or like whatever, you know what I mean? I mean, like when the fucking, the new consoles came out, dude, they got on the whole bandwagon of fucking like, oh, what's up with Microsoft's fucking bad fucking messaging and blah, blah, blah. And fucking, you know what I mean? It's just like, dude, get the fuck out of here. And then like a whole like group, there's like, yeah, it's a small like community there. There's only like, maybe like, I'd say like 100 or so people that are like active, like all the time, like on the fucking, the forums and shit, like making like comments. And it's like, yeah, I mean, you kind of, everybody was for the most part cool. But then like, again, when the consoles came out, there's like, oh, pick a side, and fucking like all these people are shit talking like, oh, PS4, blah, blah, blah. And just like, dude, like, I don't know. I fell out anyway. So I fucking just fucking went back. I just wanted to use something to watch. I started watching the fucking, the super replay of this game called Illbleed. It's a, survival horror game on the Sega Dreamcast, and it's bad, and it's fucking really bad, but it's fucking hilarious. It's just so funny, dude. It's so dumb. It's some fucking girl going through a fucking like haunted house, and she's gonna like stop you. They have like all these like jump scares, and it's kind of like this like meta like Cabin of the Woods type shit. It's fucking hilarious. The game itself is just so like ridiculous, and the fucking commentary they put on there is fucking great. Like, it's fucking, it's real good. So I definitely recommend that, man, if you want something to watch. Game Informer super replay of Illbleed. It's fucking hilarious. I don't know, like 10 or 11 episodes, they're about an hour each, and it's fucking, it's pretty long, but it's well worth it, man. It's fucking, it's funny, fucking real funny. Other than that, so fucking fighting with Comcast, they're fucking pieces of garbage, and fucking my internet's still doing that same shit where it's just fucking getting, you know, dropping out and fucking being a piece of shit. So bad, I fucking just get in the habit, like every like week or so, I'm like, dude, we're just fucking like getting really bad and it's fucking dropping out. I've just been calling them, being like, dude, look, my fucking, this internet sucks. Like, if I've done everything I possibly can, I'm just fucking like, oh, you want to send somebody out there to check it out? I'm like, no, you guys have done that. I'm not paying you guys. I don't want to fucking even deal with it. Just fucking just fix it or don't. I'm just telling you right now, this internet fucking sucks. And fucking, oh, I want us to call you back after fucking somebody looks at the lines. And I'm like, no, don't even do that. Like, fucking don't waste my time. I'm just fucking putting in like a formal complaint that your service sucks. Like, that's it. And then fucking like, I called up, fucking did it again, fucking a couple days ago, and fucking, dude, they try pulling the same shit I talked about before, where it's like, oh, well, your modem's out of date, it's at the end of its life. I'm like, dude, no, I've heard that before. I fucking been through 3 fucking modems in the past month. Like, no, it's not. Like, it's just not. Like, you know what I mean? It's something on your end that's fucked up. Like, that's not the problem. So I'm fucking, I'm like, dude, I'm not fucking, not paying you guys. I'm not leasing out a fucking modem for you guys to, you know what I mean, give me fucking more shitty service. So she put me through another fucking, to somebody else, fucking, supposedly above her, and he's just fucking blah, 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 like, fucking all this shit. Like, all right, should be good now. Okay, yeah, great. Fucking good job. And it's still the same. It still sucks. Fucking Comcast sucks. Just keep that going. Just keep that trainer rolling. Yeah, other than that, my fucking cat got bit in the fucking head by something, and it's fucking came home, his fucking ear is all bloody and shit, and his fucking, something went for his neck, and he's got a fucking big bite mark in his fucking neck. That sucks. Yeah, so whoever bit my cat, fucking eat shit and fucking murder you if I ever see you. But yeah, that cat's funny. He's fucking just like, dude, he's all fucked up. He's like, dude, let me out. He wants to go outside again. It's like, no, dude, you can't. You have a fucking rabies. He's like, yeah, if I can stay inside. He's like, no, whatever, dude. Fucking, yeah. So yeah, whatever, bit my cat, I'm coming for you. Yeah, all right, that's about it. And fucking, this has been take 2 of part 2 of the Grunt Free Press podcast. Can email any questions, concerns, whatever, to podcast@gruntfreepress.com. I'm Absolute Deicide, and that is it. Banana, terracotta, terracotta pie. Banana, 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 terracotta. Banana, terracotta, terracotta pie. Stop, everywhere! Hold your bubble! Obscenity of obscenity in your eyes! Terracotta, terracotta, terracotta pie! Is that perfect way of holding your baby? Obscenity of obscenity in your eyes! Terracotta pie! Hey, terracotta pie! Hey, terracotta pie! Hey, terracotta pie! Bad feet, beat the meat, treat
sweet milky seat.
Banana, 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 dear, got a banana, dear, got a dear, got a pie. Banana, 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 dear, got a banana, dear, got a pie.
Stop on the ground! Obscenity of obscenity in your eyes! Terracotta pie! Hey, terracotta pie! Hey!